brilliant to wake up as European champion. Still struggling to put it into words, but it's a good feeling.
When you manifest it, when you imagine it happening, when you think of how it might feel, how different is the experience when it actually happens?
Yeah, it's very different. Like, I'm still almost in the mindset of just trying to focus on what it takes to get here, as opposed to thinking about the aftermath and the emotions that come with it. So it'll take me a while to process it all, but it's brilliant to do it in front of such a great Irish crowd and so many people who just personally supported me over the years were there last night. And yeah, as I say, it's just an amazing feeling.
I mean, even in terms of your career development, that in of itself would be a huge achievement. But to be able to increase from already high level to win a medal at this stage is almost remarkable. How have you eked out? And I wonder, is it like the top 10% or top 0.5%, sorry, of what you have? How did you manage to get more out of you yourself to succeed at this level?
Well, I changed coach to Justin Rinaldi at the end of 2024, and he made a big difference in my training. At that point, I was already full-time devoted to athletics, but it just meant that the training volume would have increased, and I went on altitude camps, and I just took advice from people that knew more about areas like nutrition and physiology and strength and conditioning, and just, I guess, sat down at a table and tried to make it work, and thankfully it just came together at the right time yesterday. And yeah, as I said, like, it's been 16 years waiting to get back on top of a podium, and to finally get back on top of it again was just an amazing feeling.
Your career would have been astonishing without that, but how much of a cherry on the top of the cake is this that you can say whenever you decide to hang up the running shoes that you have that gold medal in your around your neck?
Yeah, it just gives me peace of mind, I think, personally, more than anything, because I knew what I was capable of doing and I hadn't done it. So that's just why I really wanted to get the gold medal yesterday, just to make me personally satisfied with my career to this point. So yeah, it's amazing. And yeah, I'm still struggling to put it into words. I got 3 hours sleep last night, so it's difficult, but I am struggling to put it into words at the minute.
Right, a couple of potentially silly questions. When you walk out onto the track, what's your heart rate at that point, or how are you controlling your adrenaline, or maybe you're not?
I actually have an answer for this because I wore my watch last night in time of the race, so I have the task.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that high before the race started. I will have to check it properly, but I think it was about 100 or 120,
wow.
I think, before the race started.
That's astonishing. Yeah. So you've done all of the work, and I imagine when you're working with the nutritionists and all the experts in different areas, there's a bit of a weight on your shoulder at the starting line too as well, because they've put the time and the effort into you. But you also, you have to strategize, right? So how much of your race plan is before you take off, and how much of it is on the fly?
Yeah, no, I would have strategized a lot with my coach Justin Rinaldi before the race, just about different scenarios and like what to do in each of them. And I guess like we had all of the athletes in that race probably prepared a race plan with Max Bergen, the British athlete, in the race. And then when we found out that he had pulled out just before it, I think that probably unsettled a few people. And Justin just told me, just stay calm, just stick to the race plan of being in contention for the race, for most of the race. And then when it comes to the last 100 meters, just use the energy you have left to execute the kill move. And thankfully it worked out brilliantly.
It really did. And so say, for instance, you run wide, you say, right, I want to stay out of the potential. And we've seen it in other races of legs getting tied up or what have you. Like, is there a consequence to stepping out a foot or two in terms of, you know, the overall race performance and time?
Yeah, like, well, I knew it wouldn't be a fast race. So I think we went through in 53 through 400 meters, and then it didn't really pick up from 400 meters to 600. So it was just like a waiting game and until that last kind of 120 meters left. So I think the last 100 meters was 12.3 seconds, which is very quick.
That's
so
pretty impressive, like, isn't it?
Yeah. So it was pretty much a sprint finish, and like the times don't really... It didn't concern me. Like, I ran a championship record in the semi-final, so I knew that capability was there. But Yeah, it's just all about getting that gold medal.
It was clear that you really, really wanted this. And in fact, you said it in your interview with RTE but you've been incredibly competitive throughout your career. I'm just wondering, from the psychology perspective, did something change in this? Like, in other words, was this extra important, and would that allow you to get a little bit of extra out of yourself?
Yeah, no, it was important because I knew that the win was realistic. And like before the race, I went down to the shop and I bought an A4 refill pad and a pen, and I just wrote down I'm European champion 15 times before the race.
Wow.
just to reinforce the idea that I'd already won it, just to calm me down. So I don't know. I mean, I guess it worked, but it was amazing.
That really is remarkable. And I suppose you can lean on your expertise in the medical field as well. Much has been made of the age gap between you and the others. Is that a factor? How big of a deal was it that you were able to bridge that gap? Commentators are focusing on it. I'm just curious from the competitor's perspective.
Yeah, well, like, I don't really feel like I'm much older than these guys. Yeah. And like, I know I'm putting in the right training. So that's something I would have learned that maybe they don't have just due to their age at the minute. It's just that experience of knowing what works and what doesn't at a championship. So there's a lot of things too with age that you do have an advantage with. So I don't think it's a distinct disadvantage, but I like that to be 33 and 6 years older.
Finally, we were listening last night to Patsy McGonagall, who was either in tears or on the brink, hard to describe. So many people and your own family, your dad, etc., have invest so much in you emotionally, but also too in terms of, you know, taking you to training here and there in the dark winter nights and what have you. How much of this success is about that infrastructure and those that have helped you along the way, Mark? Ultimately, it's an individual sport and you did it, but you know, it takes a community, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does take a community. I was just saying, there's a lot of unspoken effort that goes in behind the scenes, and to give back to the likes of Dad there, coming over to Sierra Nevada in November, December time. You know, my coach Justin, who's traveled over from his easy young family back in Australia, and he's over here at the Europeans. And like the rest of the support staff, I mean, it's not a sport where you earn massive amounts of money, so you do it for the love of it. And like to get back to them guys last night was brilliant. And like, you know how close Birmingham is to Ireland, it was brilliant Irish support. Some of my cousins from Donegal came over, and it was brilliant.
Fantastic stuff. And of course, then followed up by a silver after you. Fantastic, really, for us. So what a night.
Yeah, it was class. I got to see Rashida's race just the last 50 metres. So yeah, it was brilliant. And I knew whenever she crossed the line, it was a great night for Irish athletics. And so I just tried to absorb it as much as I could at that point.
And finally, how do you top this? What's next?
So I've got the Loxan Diamond League next week. So it'll be getting back to training fairly swiftly, and I'll get ready for that. And then hopefully, if that goes well, the Diamond League final in Brussels. And then we'll finish out the season with the World Ultimate Athletics Championships in Budapest in September.